Hi, it's Hope here. I don't know if you've noticed, if those of you who follow my Twitter, I have been fucking sick. I have been plagued with the luggy, with the heat sickness, with the death. I had too much good dome on leave, whatever you really want to think it was. I've been fucking sick, so I had to rush this out. Like, this should have been available at the start of Tuesday. It's now, as I record this, 10 past 7 in the evening. So it's going out quite a bit later than I like, and I haven't had a chance to edit it because I've just been too fucking sick. So it's just going out with. I've basically just run the AI programs I have. Well, they're not AI. God, they're not AI. We take AI. We know what we do with ChatGPT. We fucking blow it up. But yeah, I ran like the automatic programs just to do my best. So this has not really been edited. Sorry, it's a bit rough, but I'm fucking sick. It's what it is. Please enjoy the episode. We didn't have Frosty again, so we've got Blaze back for a second episode in a row. Bye. All right, Bosh, it's a new week. Hey guys, I haven't seen guys, girls, girlfriend. I haven't seen you in like a week. We're recording
Been a
again.
while, yeah.
Frosty is still on dome leave.
What? Wow. Crazy.
Oh, she's just slacking
Yeah,
these days.
I don't think she's slacking on the dome. Oh, that's between her and her partners. Welcome back to Stargate Oversight, everyone. A podcast about Stargate disasters with slot. No. Wait.
With what?
Slides.
Hmm.
Welcome to Stargate Oversight. Three British people, one American Air Force, one Canadian TV show. I don't think. Do we have any bits we want to get out of the way, like before the episode, before we start the episode?
I have none so far.
Right.
No, I'm good.
How's the pizza?
It wasn't pizza. I never said pizza. I don't know why you decided on pizza.
Oh, I thought pizza's appeared in my head somewhere.
Do you want a pizza?
I had a pizza.
You were eating pizza last week, and you're eating it again
I mean,
this week.
No,
but it's not pizza. Sure.
Like I blame ZT Abani. I blame fucking playing a shitload of Il Syracusio. Which, to be fair, is the other reason I was absolutely fed up last episode of the rant about society. It's like, yes, I've just read two pages of people talking about wolves and society. I don't care.
Society, destroy, preach thoughts.
We live in a society.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Welcome to Stargate Oversight once again. My name is Hope Frayel. I will be your host this evening. My pronouns are she and it. And my lovely co-hosts for the night.
Hello, I am Ryan. My pronouns are he and him.
And hello, I am Blaze. I'm your guest for tonight, much like last week, and my pronouns are she and her. Yay, I return!
I wish I had the Gamer Horns on my sample so I could just play the Gamer Horns. Close enough. I haven't actually edited that, so it's super long.
You couldn't get rid of me from last week, so you brought me in again. How do you feel?
Oh no, I
that?
Can't get rid of my girlfriend.
Oh no, I can't get rid of someone who pays attention.
Oh no.
I mean, how did I feel about it? Deja vu, I just been in this place before. Sorry, it's only like 3 seconds of the song.
Okay, you can't play 3 seconds of that. Alright, that's enough, that's 5 seconds.
Up, copyright DMCA, oh no. this episode's never going on yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, MBs, dolls and witches, welcome to episode 3 of the season, The Gamekeeper. Or, as I like to call it, welcome to movie night.
I thought it was episode 4.
We number episodes differently because we did the season 1 finale as part of season... the first episode of season two is the finale to season one, so it's we counted it in season one.
Oh, so much confusion.
Blame Stargate.
But yes, unlike my college days, where I didn't do any research towards anything, I've learned from that mistake.
Well, speaking of research, I feel like we need to begin at the start. So, in 1996, the Wachowski sisters released their hit queer movie Bound. Their hit queer movie Bound about two lesbians.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's really good. I was gonna do like a watch party the other day for it, and
I managed to never hear about. That's interesting.
Yeah, and 2 years later, the Wachowskis invented the concept of being transgender with their hit movie, The Matrix.
Invented it.
Wachowski sisters are the reason transgenders exist.
Depending on who you ask, you know, the CIA invented being trans, the KGB invented being trans, the FSB.
Well, the Wachowskis.
Why would the KGB
They wanted to get rid of some twink called Hedwig. Long story, she had an angry inch.
Hmm.
Okay, that is a joke aimed at Frosty. She will laugh when she hears this on the recording, hopefully.
Yeah, that was a joke where I went,
But anyway... Good news, everyone! Welcome to the SGC. General Farnsworth is here with good news, everyone. We've scouted ahead, and today you're not going to a forest in Canada. Today's field trip is to the Eden Project. I hope you bought a thin shirt, because it's 50 degrees inside, so you won't boil. Might freeze outside in the 10-degree Cornish weather, but you'll be fine.
The Eden Project? Oh, you knew? That was one of our secret Eden Projects.
Just going to the Eden Project, walking behind the giant palm tree, just tapping in the secret code to let you into the base underneath, where they're developing Project Eden, whatever that is.
Sorry, I love that line so much.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Project Eden, right, it's a golden apple left to them by the Templars.
Oh man. Speaking of
watch
that,
out, the Assassinos may be
coming out. Does anyone care?
No.
It's set in like the Arab part of the world. I can't remember exactly where. And it does look more like a real Assassin's Creed game, so it might be good, you know?
Oh, good. Finally.
Oh, and not the RPG remix that they made.
Yeah, it's almost like we like a stealth action game. Where is Splinter Cell?
Splinter Cell.
Give me my boy. Return Sam Fisher to me. But hey, in good news, in like 2026, we might get Metal Gear Solid 3 on PC.
No, after Sam Fisher was brought into Rainbow Six Siege and absolutely done dirty, he has been forever retired.
Michael Ironside is just sitting in the corner like, ah, I hate this.
He wasn't done that dirty in Rainbow Six Siege.
He wasn't stealthy at all. He was like...
Yes, kind of.
They built, like, they gave him the ability to be stealthy,
but it wasn't
in
that game.
You can just play it like Siege, so you can just run the shoot.
Yeah, it's Siege. Like, the fact is, the real Sam Fisher should have been Nook.
Sam Fisher should have been Wildlands, and it was honestly a decent portrayal.
Yeah, Nook definitely fits the Sam Fisher frame a lot.
Quite like Sam Fisher's portrayal in Wildlands.
He's in Wildlands as
Yeah, it's actually... There's a really good cutscene. You should probably watch it. It's just on YouTube.
Listen, the problem I have with Ghost Recon is what Ubisoft decided to do in that one mobile game. It was like the Ubisoft Heroes game, and you could play as like Caviera and Monty, and also one of the heroes is the cannibalistic, pedophilic drug baron who you can either kill or spare at the end of the first Ghost Recon reboot game.
He's
one of the heroes.
Great. I don't quite understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you gotta remember, the bad guys, they're all doing the Black Power Fist thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a hero like Jimmy Savile, but...
I'm Margaret Thatcher, and I approve of this man.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, what?
She's dead.
I'm gonna say when this episode starts, like, maybe cut this later or whatever. But like, goddamn, do they look like they're wearing fucking like in like the IRA?
Oh, do you mean when they're in East Germany?
Yeah, they look like the outfits they're wearing, and it just makes me think of like some like, is this a? Like my first thought was, is this Ireland for a bit?
Oh man, you know what? Honestly, I think we might as well get into this now. But this is the perfect week to do this episode. Do you know why?
No.
In this week, the FDA have approved Elon Musk's Neuralink for human testing.
The one this that is... killed like 8 out of 10 monkeys or something?
Oh, it's worse. It's 15 out of 17. Oh.
A Neuralink that kills.
Why does this make me think of the Matrix?
Listen. Here's the thing, though. This brain chip can allegedly cure autism. I'm sure Ethan Kurtz's dad will be suing Mr. Musk for infringing on his scam.
Oof.
There it was. There it is. For those of you that aren't into BattleBots, one of the teams was sponsored by an autism cure, and they claim to have cured the robot's lead driver.
Spoiler alert.
Also, everybody hates this team completely destroying a defenseless robot and just pointlessly destroying armor.
Incapacitated robots that could do with just
also
not being
swearing
destroyed.
And being rude to the other competitors and being a dick.
And then wondering why no one likes
them. Yeah,
when
they went out, the entire pit cheered for this team losing. So, yeah. You know what? It's probably been 2 weeks. Shout out to Sawblaze for winning. Hell yes. It's been like 2 weeks. It was the weirdest BattleBots ever because we had two non-meta robots trying to fight each other.
Honestly, I think that was the best outcome. No, instead of seeing two metas go head-to-head, seeing two outliers go head-to-head was honestly the better outcome.
Really fucking entertaining.
But now, Sawblaze, congratulations.
Yeah, coming soon, BattleBots, obviously. No, there's too many BattleBots podcasts out there. And I don't have the time. Let me...
We're rebranding to BattleBots Oversight.
Coming at the end of the season, AU month. Sure, we can do a BattleBots episode.
Yes, where we just riff on Riptide all day long.
But yes, the Eden Project. It looks advanced. You can learn about tropical plants in southern England. Off you go, chaps. Hammond pats them on the back, gives them a rucksack full of food, and just says... get back on the coach by 4 and just wanders off to have a drink. Which, we've all been there. Who's not?
Like a drunken uncle that really doesn't care about the kids'
this was high
safety.
School.
Yes.
This is high school. Your teachers drop you off the coach, go for a beer, and be like, yeah, off you go, have a good time.
Yeah, just,
have a good time, we're going to be over here, don't worry.
Yeah, it's fine. We get in there, and Daniel Jackson's allergies are back. They've remembered them.
Only because there's lots of plants. That's the only reason they're bringing them up.
That is quite
the amount of, like,
sneeze he does.
That comes out of Batman's face.
Once again, this is something that's carried over from the James Spader version, as opposed to, like, this goes away.
Oh, that door is so dangerously CGI.
Honestly, like,
what for the era?
See, I have a bunch of jokes about this, but I'm not gonna make them because they're weird as fuck, and no one's gonna get them. But yeah,
for the era, I'm just gonna say I don't think it's that bad.
No,
I'm certain 3% of the audience will get your jokes. Feel free to share.
Well, I mean, welcome inside my floral BDSM dungeon is what I have to say about this room.
You're not wrong.
My kind of place.
Which, listen, I have seen weirder full body bondage gear than this, and honestly, I'd probably take the...
They're doing Shibari
wrong. They're not doing Shibari right. I'd take the cube over these things, to be fair, because honestly, the more I look at them, the more I think horror movie, not BDSM, like some kind of sci-fi horror. Like, you'd see this in Event Horizon 2 or something. There were people in them as well, so I very much, like, after a little bit, I was like, no, this is horror movie vibes. This is some fucked shit.
Event Horizon 2, where we're going, we don't need BDSM.
No, Event Horizon 2, where we're going, we don't need consent. Oh, I love Event Horizon. It's such a... It's gory.
Good movie. Oh, yeah. It is absolutely just up there for gore, but it's so good.
Have you seen Event Horizon, Ryan?
You mean the one with, like, the hell?
Sam... Yeah, hell, yes. Yeah, Sam Neill has gone to hell and he's gone insane. Yes. It's got Sam Neill, it's got Morpheus, yeah. Yeah, welcome in. Welcome to Dome Sweet Dome, perfect for medical issues, cryosleep, and four morons getting abducted into four conveniently empty pods.
I will say this, the CGI on the fucking tentacles is a little bit suspect.
I mean, the only note I had for this entire area was just,
yep,
I've seen enough hentai to know where this
sense.
Is going.
I too have seen enough hentai to know where this is going, and the hentai has better budget.
It does. Yeah, look, some more of that tube lighting, like the mossy tendrils from the last episode.
Oh yes, they're just going to reuse the prop immediately after. Why not?
I mean, why not? Cheap five pound LED strips from Poundland.
Yeah. So we get the opening, and we then find ourselves. We're not in the Matrix anymore.
Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Like, I know you said the you got IRA vibes, right? My brain immediately just went, "This is the IRA, not the IRA." This is the FBI. Sorry, this is the A-Team. This is Jack and Teal'c starring in the A-Team.
This isn't the A-Team, this is a B-Team.
This is the FBI team. No? That one absolutely fucking died. But yeah, I try and like put together what's going on, and yeah, the van shows up and out hops Kowalski playing face and Colonel John, and O'Neill is a captain. Like, I mean, this is the A-Team, right? Teal'c here is playing Mr. T. Jack is playing face. You've got Murdoch and you've got the crazy guy played by Kowalski. Kowalski will not be doing any analysis.
Kowalski analysis.
Nope, running guns blading. Blading, blazing.
Just blaze.
I'm hungry, sir.
Just blazing. Sorry.
That is bullshit blazing.
You can tell me off now. Sorry.
That is blazing. We Bad already riot. Know the smell of the game. There. But yeah, Jack, come on. We've got to make a new friend. We have to extraordinary rendition this Russian man. We have to steal Boris Grishenko before he can launch GoldenEye. So we can do our own GoldenEye shit. It's all very well. Like, this is... We're here for the portentous dialogue this episode. Come on, Jack! This isn't the episode you and me die on. Jack to camera. This is the mission he dies on.
The mission they die on.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are in East Germany!
Totally wrong nation, but we'll take it.
It's close enough.
Nope, not saying that one. That is not for the... Nope, that's
I
not
wonder
the
what she could have been thinking.
Nope. Can we talk about that excellent
yes.
header there that he gets? Oh, what's his name? I forgot his name already.
I didn't get a drop for this, but yeah, unintentionally racist Jack.
I mean, I fucking, when I saw that scene, I'm just like, are they going to say what I think? No, they didn't. Okay, they didn't say what I thought they were going to say.
They implied. I have also sent this the picture to Frosty. I have yet to get a reaction.
It's just the
I'm
perfect...
honestly probably going to change that to the group chat picture for the podcast.
God, fair, yeah, fair enough.
Fucking Teal'c with hair is cursed.
He gets hair in later seasons, I'm afraid. No, yeah, it's pretty. It really suits them.
All right, good. Because what they look like there, it looks like they've just taken a brown wig from the props department and gone, yeah, that'll do.
So what's actually happened is that he stood in the corner and a brown mop just fell on his head and he looked in the mirror and just went, nah, not me. And then throws the mop off. Fuck's sake. Never mind. Moving on from the DMC joke.
Y'all get your pity laugh. It ain't happening.
Quick, just stitching that together so it looks like Ryan laughs.
DMC joke fell flat for me.
No, that's fine. But yeah. Jack is genre savvy, but he gets punched in the face and like, oh, this hurts. Maybe it is time travel.
Oh, yeah, this is the real.
I've messed around with time travel before.
The idea that like the immediate response is from Tilk is, yeah, time travel, Jack, got me. What?
Tilk, why haven't you told us this before?
Why is that your immediate response?
Not relevant to the point.
Again, name a Teal'c and not sharing mission critical information. Name a more...
more dynamic pair.
It happens all the time where something will happen and they're like, Teal'c, did you know about this? Yes.
Why didn't you say anything? You didn't ask.
Why didn't you say anything? It wasn't relevant to the plot at the time.
Come up. All right, so it's go time. It's mission time. We have American soldiers with American weapons on East German soil. What could possibly go wrong?
The answer?
Yeah, there's everything. A sniper on the roof. But, you know, we love to see a properly armed squad. Like, they have a designated marksman with a suppressed rifle. Everyone else has assault rifles for indoor combat, but I'm just gonna skip over that. It's like when we're watching, I think it was the movie, and they had like a designated marksman guy and the guy with the shotgun. Like, it was like a breath of fresh air, whereas nowadays everyone just has an MP5.
I mean,
and later on, basically everyone is going to have a P90.
Yeah, P90 is just the best gun, though.
If the P90 is the best evolution. True.
Actually, you'll like this, Ryan. The main character at Galantis, John Shepard, he has a 1911 instead of an M9.
That is nice.
Hmm.
It does make sense in this time period, and also it makes sense for an older, like, maybe, like, been in the military a bit longer guy to have an older gun.
John Shepard's young, he carries it, he needs the stopping power.
Really? Yeah, I like that.
Like, I could use the 9mm, or I'm gonna put a 45 in the alien.
45, my stopping power!
Exactly.
Two world wars.
two world wars and many smaller wars.
Many wars we don't talk about.
Ahihono. Alright. Okay, so we got the sniper on the roof, right? Alright, let's go.
Oh, hang on.
Colonel, no!
We don't even have to say what happens. It's just it doesn't work.
Yeah. A bunch of guys who are hiding behind the hedge just pop up with AKs and are like, alright, you're dead. And my notes say, Jack has never mentioned Barbara, so take care of her for me, Jack. Who the fuck's Barbara?
Jack's just like, who's Barbara?
What the fuck's Barbara?
Who are you in there?
Who are you?
Don't say none.
Just do one thing for me. I should have thought of that. No, but...
So if Jack has lived through this before, why did he not tell him to not run?
Well, because before it was the sniper on the roof that got them.
Ah, right, that makes sense.
But yeah, Jack Kowalski and Teal'c retreat, and...
Oh, deja vu.
I have been in this place before.
Because what's happening? Oh, hey, look, it's...
It's some weird fuckers.
Oh, we all run away.
Yeah, and... it's my boss is back.
And everyone's here again. And there are these weird shadow people in robes.
Mm. Anyway, Night at the Museum is a late 2000s comedy movie starring Ben Stiller, Daniel Jackson, and Samantha Carter, set in the New York Museum of Art. It's true. Daniel and Jack are in the New York Museum. Sam's fit is on point. Daniel's fit is terrible, as always.
You find out why Daniel's fit is terrible.
Yeah, Daniel's fit is terrible for a reason, because... So yeah, we see.
It looks like he's gone past his midlife crisis and trying to be a teen again.
Yeah, I wonder why. Daniel's parents doing very important things, like lifting. They're supervising the lifting of a heavy rock, and then
standing in the middle of polystyrene.
And then they're supervising the dropping of the heavy rock onto themselves. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie doodles.
Congratulations, Daniel. You've just seen your parents die.
Again.
Again.
We go back, though. We don't have time for this scene because Jack is kind of pissed off. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm done. I'm not fucking with history. I'm not fucking with shit. And...
Come through enough trauma as it is. Why do I need to do it again?
Maybe you'd be funny. Go.
He's not there yet.
Damn.
He shows up after the second run when Jack is considering not doing it. Because this time he starts seeing the invisible people as they like approach the house. And Jack disobeys orders, sprays and prays at the bushes, but they're on the roof this time. Yep. And once again, the colonel dies. And as...
So East Germans know how to tell.
Yeah, this is where you do start to go like, okay, they're actually changing it up every time, as far as I can tell. So that's bullshit, because how the fuck do you fix something if it changes every time?
Yeah, it's the East German teleporting KGB squad.
Okay.
But yeah, Jack is fed up with the shit, threatens his boss, says he's not going to play, before the Wish.com Pope appears.
Yeah.
Oh, my notes say the Wish.com Taskmaster.
No, the Taskmaster is taller and more imposing, and he doesn't have a little
minion. I actually quite like the Wish.com. Yeah, I quite like that. That's why I like Wish.com. That's pretty good.
I'm the keeper.
Okay, fuck off.
Oh... But what if you could save them? You should go on the mission.
It's a memory.
What if you could fix it this time?
It doesn't exist. But it could! It doesn't.
You always wanted to save them!
Yeah, but it's not gonna matter. Do it!
Do it! Please ignore the roguelite elements I've added in to make your life harder.
Please ignore the...
It's what he's done, though!
Yeah, such a cunt!
Jack smartly says, screw you guys, I'm taking my ball and going home, and sits by the fence.
And they're just like,
I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh, you stupid boy. It's basically what he's doing. It's fucking
weird. Oh, Jackie boy.
The guy,
do you not want to play a children's card game with me?
I know it's an actor, but that guy's voice is so fucking outrageous.
Fun fact, this man is a Star Trek regular.
Makes sense.
Let me go and grab who he is.
Also, I'd be on the fence about it if I had to relive my traumatic moments over and over again.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah. So, the keeper is played by Dwight Schultz, who you may recognize as Reginald Barclay.
Yeah, I've seen him around before. Yeah.
Howling Mad Murdoch from the A-Team.
Huh. This is the...
Yes!
So this is the A-Team. You were right. This is the A-Team.
He's also in God of War 2? Which one's Chains of Olympus, Ryan?
Oh, that's 2.
Yeah, he's also in God of War 2.
Yeah, that's 2.
So there you go. We've got lots of connections to this.
Who does he play?
He plays Charon, Helios, and a couple of minor characters.
Is it Charon?
Yeah. Charon. Oh.
Charon, Charon, Charon.
Charon and Helios.
It's the same name as Lance Reddick's character in John Wick.
Lance Reddick was a better Charon. Change my mind.
F's in chat.
F's in chat for Lance.
Yeah. So.
We're hugs of honor a bit.
We leave Jack and Teal'c, who are sitting down and listening to the gunfire. And it's time to catch up with Daniel and Carter, who are having a nerd moment together. We've not slingshot around the sun. This can't be time travel. You're not a child. This can't be time travel.
Like, you're an adult who is watching this happen, but everyone's treating you like a child. This cannot be time travel.
This, your wormhole has not intercepted a solar flare. You can't have time traveled. Listen, what I think is...
This isn't time travel. It must be a simulation.
Yeah, we're in the Matrix. Yeah, we're starring in Night at the Museum.
This is why Carter's a smart one.
But yeah, I think our brains are being jacked off by those machines.
Jacked off, really?
That's what my notes... I wrote in my notes. But it's okay, there's no time for that, because here comes the star!
Oh, look, your mummy's dead again! And then the guy's like, Daniel got the worst one. He got the way worse It's like, oh, my friend got shot. My mum got crushed by a fucking star.
My mum and my dad. And my dad.
Yeah.
Got crushed by polystyrene. What have all I do?
Are made of glass.
I mean, to be fair, I'm just now imagining little Daniel Jackson running in there and shoving his parents out. But can't have that.
I mean,
and I.
Do we ever have moments where? I'm assuming we never see kid Daniel Jackson. That Daniel Jackson.
You
we
only see the only child we have seen is Charlie brackets Crystal Clone brackets Jack's right. dead child.
You don't need to understand what that means.
You don't.
No children are harmed in the making of this TV show. Killed
a child. Amazing. Mission complete. That right there is why you're the best, boss. That
but, yeah. Daniel, we're in the Matrix. The torture Matrix. In fact, you... Oh my god. They're in the Torment Nexus built by some tech bro who built the Torment Nexus from the story Do Not Build the Torment Nexus.
So, the gamekeeper in my head at this point actually changed from Wish.com Taskmaster to Wish.com Architect from the Matrix.
Basically. Yeah. Like, there's a reason I mentioned the bit about about fucking Neuralink earlier. Not just for the cheap shot at Riptide. But also just... Yeah, this is what Elon Musk would like to build. What has actually happened is all these people's heads have exploded.
Oh yes, the version that Elon would build would have no residents inside it because everyone would be dead.
No, it's okay. He made sure to give the ones that work to Captor 2 and Ian Miles Chong so they can just lick his boots for eternity.
Yeah.
That's all he ever wanted.
Moving on.
I was like, do I make a joke about licking boot?
No, we don't.
No.
Yes.
Maybe later, honey.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this guy is a fucking idiot. Ooh, isn't it so fun? Reliving your traumatic experiences, trying to save the one you love.
This is great.
Yeah, you're not having fun?
I'm seeing...
Nothing like having one's past memories dredged up by a sociopathic maniac.
Die over and over and over again. Yes, but you have a chance to fix it. Right.
How?
Figure it out.
Yes, but it'll never change in the real world. Figure it out.
As has been said, the only winning move here is not to play. Like, he looks at the keepers like, you're all boring, fine. Snaps his fingers and summons Jack and Teal. Jack, who looks like he's ready to choke a bit.
Jack is just ready to kill. Like, actually.
You're so boring. Do you not want to do anything? Where's your imagination? You're so stubborn. Listen, you can go anywhere. Where do you want to go? Home. Can't let you do that. The gamekeeper is like, he's been stuck with Overwatch 1, and then all of a sudden, Blizzard has come along and said, hey, here is Overwatch 2. Loads of new content. You'll have all the time in the world to have fun with this. Except he's actually found out that all of the cool bits from Overwatch 2 are cancelled because they would like to leave. If you haven't heard already, that's what Blizzard actually did.
In reality, Overwatch 2 was just a mask over Overwatch 1.
Let's see what's under that mask.
Wasn't even
a new Overwatch
game.
1. But yeah, the content's already limited because they don't have access to Sam or Teal'c, who have the magic Ghouled blood. Which apparently protects their mind from I don't question it. This does come up again, I believe. So, having Naquita in your system does various things to you. So that is slightly canon and slightly relevant.
Ah. When something slightly alters the human DNA, it makes you immune to manipulations from outside sources.
I mean, you weren't here. But we had, a discussion on, how to improve security on the SGC, including things like hiring a sissy hypnotist to train people to resist mind control.
Actually, a sissy hypnotist would be the best solution. Yeah. Now to come to think of it. Because if you can resist someone who's sissy, you can resist anything.
Sure. But
anyway,
carrying on, we get to the point where it's like, hey, you know, if you're stuck in here and bored playing Overwatch, you could just leave, you know? Like, it's lovely outside. There's a pristine garden world. No. Lies, it's fucked. We fucked it up 1,000 years ago. Ah, once again, welcome to the Class B planet. Something someone fucked up.
Ah, yes, the views of a radical introvert. Outside world, bad. Don't go there.
You're lying. How do you think we got here? I'm the gamekeeper. I monitor everything. Stop lying. I am amazing and right.
I am the best.
I am correct. You are wrong. This is my world.
Can we go?
No. No. Jack has looked over and looked at the episode runtime, and he wants an early lunch, so he is... put 4 and 3 in 1 together and made 4. It's like, I think you're full of shit. You know things are fine. You don't want the residents to know. As in here, you've got all the power. You can wear your silly little hat. Who made you king? Alright. Strange women lying in ponds distributing hats is not a good way to make it to decide a king. No. Reg Barkley is having so much fun not playing a meek individual for once. He's playing a puffed up blowhard, so he's having a good time. I made this. This is my work. I don't have a complex because I got loads of swirlies as a child. I'm in charge.
And no one could take me away from this position.
Listen, you could insert any tech bro here and do your own joke here. We're not going to stop you. In fact, help yourself. You made your joke? Okay, good. So Jack tries to play the onlookers because I don't know if we properly touched on this, but several times just a bunch of people in full black robes and veils have just been watching them. And the keeper just sends the audience away. And then sends SG-1 away. It's like, alright, Get out. I'm done. I'm done with you.
Nope. You may not ask the audience. You may not get 50-50.
Can we at least phone a friend?
No.
All right, fine. We're going.
Yep.
Yeah. We're out. Yeah. Okay. We're out of the bondage chair. Let's go home. Which, going back to the SGC means, hey, welcome to the medical checkup. How are things?
How are you feeling? What have you been through? Nothing traumatic? No?
You good? Didn't need you to good? Safe word, did you? Any wax? Any burns? No? No blood? No? Excellent. Some small puncture wounds. You'll be fine.
Oh, clearly they didn't try hard enough.
Well, they were only just tied up. Nothing else happened apart from the whole VR setup.
I'm not even tied up correctly. Even I could do a better job than that.
Anyway, save that for later. Anyway, but yeah, I didn't get this line. I didn't have a chance to clip it, but we have the best line ever from General Hammond, I feel like, as an American general. How are we to judge how somebody else lives their lives? Buddy! You are... admittedly, you're in the Air Force, but still, you are the American military. That's kind of half your job. Like, you judge that these people are not living their best lives when they could be, you know, free. You judge people all the time.
Yeah, but fuck it.
Are you okay? Do you have a fever?
What?
No, I'm talking about Hammond. Like, are you okay? You having a fever? You're not seeming
what?
Like yourself.
No, I'm fine. Texas barbecue, brisket, come.
Kansas Listen, City barbecue, the best barbecue in the world. Whoa.
Imposter. Now, why don't you go back there, plug yourselves in, and learn more. It's not like if you die in the simulation, you'll die in reality, right?
Might as well enjoy it. Sounds fun.
Another glorious day in the Corps.
Listen, I'll even send SG-2 after you in a week. Why are you so against it? It sounds lovely. I gotta say, I love the fact that everyone is just like, no. Come on. Come on! It's... like, the Keeper is not a good actor. They may be able to make a fully simulated universe, but...
imitation is not his strong point.
Even if it is the sincerest form of flattery.
Doesn't really know how to do his job, does he?
No. Yeah, O'Neill decides to have some fun. He gets to play in subordination. He gets to slap Hammond's bald head. Try and pull a mask off.
Young. The only time he'll ever get to do it and not be shot.
There's
for
a time
it.
Later when it'll happen as well. Spoilers. I think it's this season. Or it might be next. No, it might be in a couple of seasons. But yeah. For your crimes, they're sent straight to the brig. Where Kowalski's back again. And Kowalski's analysis is. I know nothing about Samantha Carter and I don't know how to tempt her. Hey, you can not die.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Okay, right. So if this machine, right, keeps you alive and stops you from aging, why can't you, make it portable? Like, is there not a way to, like, find the de-aging bits of this? No? No.
No? No? Not relevant to the plot in the future? Okay, let's
actually, this thing does actually come up again. The VR pods show up several other times.
I see. Oh wow, plot point now actually comes up.
Quite
again
a few of
the
I mean, as I said, like most of the time, it either doesn't come up or it's a one-use pod plot. But this is one of them. This is it. This one will come back a couple of times.
I mean, it's an interesting concept to bring back up again and again, but it's also a concept that's been covered in many areas, so...
Where are we? But yeah, Jack decides to instead punch his dead old friend and hit the bricks. And...
And Teal'c's like, oh, you punched him, let me do it too. Good old Teal'c.
I mean, this is the thing. Kowalski and Jack were friends for ages because they went on the original mission together. They went on the succession mission together. They were in Germany together. And Kowalski gets a ghoul in him and he dies when they try to take it out of him.
Oh,
what actually happened? Well, they fail to extract it. The ghoul takes full control. And then they Teal'c has to hold Kowalski's head in the Stargate wormhole. And then it gets shut off and it takes the back of his head off.
Ooh,
it's probably
Jesus.
The most violent death the show has actually had on screen.
It's also about one of the only ways to ensure they're never coming back.
Yeah. But yeah. The audience would like to know more. And Jack's like, hey, why don't we just show them? Why don't we just dial the gate? And show you your planet. Because we're in our memories, right? But. Poor.
So let's go deeper into the simulation. One layer at a time.
I was.
Inception style.
We're going down a layer.
Bomb. Bomb.
Inception is a they see the keeper shut everything off as Hammond, and they chase after him on foot, and they follow the keeper out into the garden where they see the keeper themselves, and oh hey, we're awake again this time. We're actually probably out. Anyway, let's get that bastard. And it turns out people who have military training are better at running than a IT program who spent his entire life teleporting.
So obviously Jack and Daniel are chasing after him, but where does Sam and Teal'c
They just
come
take a
from?
Different...
They just appear
they just go
from
a
one
different
of the doors.
Way through the SGC, I think.
Sure.
Well, hopefully knowing exactly
yeah,
where
they
he's
took,
going,
like,
yes.
A gamble. They catch up to the gamekeeper and he's like, oh, you wouldn't hurt me, please. I was your birthday boy.
It's really? You wouldn't punch a man who wears glasses, would you? You don't wear glasses.
You wouldn't punch a man who's just looking after a garden.
You wouldn't punch a man with glasses, would you? Hey, Daniel, give me your glasses. Smack.
you wouldn't punch a man who's just trying to keep the planet safe because they're ruining it.
My perfect gardens, they're being ruined. Oh.
Yeah. He loses his mind. Everyone leaves the simulation. SG-1 dial home because the episode is over. How do we know we're back in reality?
We just do.
My garden, they're ruining everything. It's real.
Yeah.
Yes, the true nature of the keeper has come out. Clearly, this is real. How do we know this true nature? That this is a true nature?
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. He's a controlling crybaby that when he doesn't get his way,
once
whines
again,
about it.
Every tech person ever.
Guilty.
But yeah. That's we wrap the episode up. Everything's probably fine. Yeah, we'll be back to help you. We've got to wrap up because the episode is over. One more bad episode to go. Again,
more.
It's not that they're bad, just they're a bit meh.
They are filler episodes.
Exactly.
One could say.
Like, Here's the thing. This doesn't go anywhere. The VR pod is mostly just, like, used as a plot device occasionally. Like, hey, we've developed a new training program for, making you for, like, training soldiers of the SGC. Tilk, will you try it? Oh no, Tilk stuck in VR. Like, that is the main, like, it's mostly just used as, like, a little bit of a MacGuffin, and for that one episode with Tilk in VR. That's it. All Once right. again, That's this, it. There's not much use out of this, not much follow-up. I don't believe they ever go back to the planet. You just see the thing in the background.
Each episode is just a snippet into what another planet is like and the system that's been built on it.
So people had a lot of fun making, coming up with like little D&D campaigns for each planet, and we don't go back to them that often. It's okay. So we have any thoughts on the episode? Thoughts, comments?
I didn't get this far. I didn't think of that. I don't have any thoughts or comments. Yeah. I do have a question. As someone who's not really watched Stargate all that much, how have these Stargates sort of just appeared on all of these different planets?
That is a question that will be answered in the future. Who actually did it? The working theory at this time is that, the Ghoul did it, the bad guys. But it's a bit weird because the Ghoul are known to be tech scavengers. They don't tend to make their own stuff that much. So.
And then we suddenly know how to use them.
So, Daniel Jackson decoded a little cartouche that they found in Egypt under the gate, and worked out how to dial it. And they were lucky enough to be able to dial a place. Because Earth's gate hadn't been turned on, it hadn't accounted for stellar drift. Then when they rebooted it, Daniel gave them a bunch of addresses. Carter turned the gate back on so it would account for stellar drift. And there's just this network of gates and terraformed planets that mostly look like forests in northern Canada.
And then I have to also ask a follow-up question of each episode, are they just putting a random string of numbers and letters into the gate and going, go explore?
Half the time, yeah. The other half the time, like, they have, like, know where they're going. Like, let's go and check on, like, into it. Ryan, do you remember Viking Planet?
Yeah.
We're going back to Viking Planet in two episodes. Viking Planet. Yeah, we're going back to the Viking Planet in two episodes.
Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes it's, like, the consequences of shit, like, Tilk, your son. I was looking after him, but he got kidnapped. Raytak, you moron.
Why did I? Well, I felt like you were going to go, Tilk, your son. He's gay.
Why?
That's what I was expecting.
And sometimes it's like shit start to happen like more and more. As Earth starts to interact with the alien starts to interact with Earth. Like, hey, you blew up two ships in the night sky. You expect some people not to notice that? Or, hey, we should probably tell other countries about this shit. Or, some businessmen find out about...
We're America, we don't tell anyone anything.
So they get, I believe they have like China, Germany, Britain, a few other like superpowers. And one of the things that comes up in this meeting is the Chinese government will not stand for such censorship of information.
Okay. Wow, that was a statement. Holy.
Ironic.
Yeah, that is something that's said in the fucking, in one of the episodes.
Wow. There's a lot of questionable areas touched on in Stargate.
That's half the reason why we're looking at it, because sometimes the politics are kind of fucked.
And they wouldn't fly in this day and age. This is why it was made back in the 90s.
This is why.
They actually kept making it all the way up into... when did... Hold on, I just need to look at when Stargate Universe aired. I think it was the late 2010s. The early 2010s. Yeah, Stargate Universe went off air in 2011. Which was the last show.
Mm. We've not had any more Stargate for the last 12
Amazon
years.
Have the rights and are going to be doing something.
What it'll be, we may never know. Not at least for another couple of years.
So, what does this episode say about the American military?
Oh. I didn't do my own work that far. I'll be honest, my brain is running blanks. Ryan, do you have anything?
Sorry?
What's this episode say about the military?
I am... Not much, again, because this...
No.
Once again, this episode is very much focused on what's happening outside of the military, because they never actually go back to the military in any of this episode, apart from a brainscape, which isn't real. I mean, you see a slight military operation that happened in the past, I guess, that went wrong, but that's about it.
That's Cold War bullshit. Don't worry about it.
As Ryan says, though, most of this episode doesn't really cover the military. It's mostly in the simulation and an ideological view of what the military is like from someone who's never been in such a background.
Or, of course, the Keeper being a little bit of an eco-fascist. I've ruined it.
Like the American military.
Listen, if they were eco-fascist, they would be reading and distributing the hit book How to... A pipeline.
And your copy today
yes,
of Amazon Prime.
On Amazon. Yeah, it doesn't really say anything. Like, they've invested in doing better scouting, I guess. We apparently do all our briefing in front of the Stargate.
No, we do our briefing, and before you can ask any questions, get out there.
Well, I guess that's the episode.
I would say that's an episode covered. We've covered the Gamekeeper.
Thank you, Blaze, for coming along with this. Where can we find our guest?
Yes.
Apart from in my bed.
Oh, you can... That's in 2 weeks, honey. God damn it. You can find me over on Twitter at Adirasol, or you can find me over on Twitch at Blaze Solaris. Feel free to follow me on both platforms. And once again, it has been an absolute joy being on this podcast. Thank you for having me. And if you're unlucky enough, you might see me again in
Ryan
future.
Again. I am here. The end.
And, I'm Hope Freyorl. You can find me as at HFreyorl and Hope Freyorl on Twitter and Twitch, respectively. All right, that's an episode. Bye!
Bye!
Bye, everyone!
What an episode. What a time we have spent together. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon, Stargate Over SGO Podcast is what it is. You should check us out. Exclusive episodes and extended cuts of a mainline episode. Next week's episode is the bonus, Evangelion 2.22. Shinji, you cannot get hormone replacement therapy on the NHS. As always, Stargate Oversight is myself, Hope Freyrol, Arctisha Frost, and Ryan. This week's guest was Blaze Solaris. Yeah, I do the editing, I do all the work around here, it's great. Ciao!